I am standing in for the chair. How nice it is. At the very first meeting of the year, welcome back to 2008 and to our very first portfolio committee meeting. Today we are supposed to discuss four items, which is the discussion of the committee program, discussion about a study tour that we need to do, we've got a pending strategic planning workshop, and we've got the report that was distributed to us last year already, just so that I say that upfront. That we have adopted, which was the evaluation of the readiness of government departments that took place in Pretoria, where we threw in also a few NGOs, if your colleagues could remember. The first leg of our visit by the end of July, early August. So that report is also distributed. Now, with the permission of my colleagues, I want us to just swap around the items so that we're out of here quicker than we planned. So we made the adoption of the report item number one. And we item number one. And then we do, because all of these other things, the overseas study tour and the strategic plan, they all fall under the committee program. Then we do the adoption of the report, and then we then go to discussion of the committee program. Then these two become subtopics on the committee program. Is that okay? Now, when we start, are we okay with the approach? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Chief, I just had another item. I'm not sure if you understand. I received notice of a workshop held this morning by the presiding officer at the top of the same time this meeting. Come to the first development. That's how we explain to them why they are needed at the same time as we are. I don't know what to do about it. They need to help me.
I wish I could, but I have no idea. But probably that's where the chair is. But the only thing I know is that it's not necessarily have to do with social development. The presiding officers are requesting, because what happened with the children's bill shook the system of parliament and the manner in which they process legislation. So to make sure that there isn't a repeat of the children's bill drama, they requested the chair to come and help them understand what actually went wrong. So that is basically what it is. It's presiding officers sorting out the process, you know, the relationship between the printers, the right, all of the drama we had with the children's bill has actually made them aware for the first time that their system is not as perfect as they want it to be. So that is a meeting of presiding officers and whoever else. And at that time, our meeting was already scheduled as far as I heard from the chair when he gave me reason to chair for him, was that he was going to give explanation and indicate to them what actually practically happened. So maybe I think they invited all parties so that we can all input into actually what is our understanding of what actually went wrong, so that they can make sure that there is no other repeat of what happened. I hope I'm helpful.
Thank you, Chair. That explains it very well. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We on the report. I just want to check how much we process the report. Should we go page by page and adopt the report? We were supposed to agree for that. We were to read the report and give the secretary any input. I know I'm a culprit of that. I didn't do that myself, so should we go page by page? and papers to just look at it face by face, make input, and then we place, then we put the whole report. Is that acceptable?
Sure.
So we'll give over to the secretary. Oh, yes. Yes. Is Louis here? Okay, when Louis is not here, we'll take advantage of that. No, but I know that the brain pages are not the same as the brain pages. So since I've got, and my pages are not the same as yours either, so. What I was doing, give over to Zola and to take us through the report and where, and then we stop here as we go along. So, can you take us through the report? So when we should just read through the report, and if you want to, you just stop and then make a correction, and we do the correction and we move on. Is that fine?
Yes.
That works. So.
Thank you, Chair. We are on page one. The Portfolio Committee of Social Development, having undertaken the visit to Pretoria to consult National Department Citizens Amendment Bill from the 31st of July to the 3rd of August 2007, reports as follows. One, introduction. The Children's Amendment Bill was passed by the National Council of Provinces and transmitted to the National Assembly for concurrence on the 29th of May 2007. The Portfolio Committee took a decision to visit national departments, especially those mostly affected by the bill. The Department of Social Development was the host department for the visit, and the committee requested that the department allocate staff to accompany the committee for the whole week, for the week, and to confirm and coordinate with the identified departments and organizations. The following departments were visited: Department of Social Development, Department of Education, Department of Correctional Services, and the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development. The following municipalities were visited: City of Tshwane and City of Johannesburg. The following organizations or facility centers were also visited: ABBA House, the Adoption Agency, Tshwane Place of Safety, Foster Care Agency, Liamo Head Stress Center, and orphanage, Prince Hof School, it's a school for the blind and partial sighted children, South African Congress for Early Child Development, Pretoria Secondary School for Children in Need, Tshwane Home of Hope, it's a shelter for street children, New Lock Prison, and Tutela Place of Safety, a juvenile center. Objectives of the trip. The purpose of the visit was threefold. One, to raise awareness on the bill, and two, to evaluate the state of readiness of the department to implement the bill, and three, to interact with a sample of organizations or centers affected by the bill. Chair, ask for the jump the list of delegation. At the Department of Social Development, the delegation was welcomed by the Deputy Minister, Ms. Swanson Baycott, and the Deputy Director General, Ms. Yerwan Klaas. At the Department of Education, the delegation was welcomed by the Director General, Mr. Duncan Kindle. At the Department of Correctional Services, the delegation was welcomed by the Chief Deputy Commissioner, Ms. Shuba. At the Department of Justice, the delegation was welcomed by the Deputy General Advocate Gianni. Approach of the visit. Each day started with a briefing by the department and followed by an outreach visit to the identified organization. Page 3.
There's just one correction there on 3.6. The researcher was there, but her name is not listed, so we just make that addition.
Approach of the visit. each day started with a briefing by the department and followed by an office visit to the identified organization. The department briefed the committee on the following: the interdepartmental committee responsible for the implementation of the bill, the readiness of the department to implement the promulgated sections of the bill, the challenges the departments have, and how to address such challenges. A visit to the Department of Social Development, as I mentioned, welcoming by the Deputy Minister, and were briefed by the Chief Director, Dr. Mabetwa. Welcome by the Deputy Minister. Briefing by the Chief Director, Dr. Mabetwa. Dr. Mabetwa briefly gave an overview on the following: Interdepartmental Steering Committee. The committee comprises of the Department of Social Development, which is the leading department, the Presidency, Department of Justice and Constitutional Development, South African Police Services, South African Law Reform Commission, Department of Education, Department of Housing, Department of Home Affairs, UNICEF, Office on the Rights of the Child, Department of Labor, Department of Correctional Services, National Treasury, Department of Provincial and Local Government, and Department of Foreign Affairs.
Just a correction, the Office on the Rights of the Child and the President is actually the same thing. So you need to say the Office on the Rights of the Child in the President. So you make, yeah, that move, the Office on the Rights of the Child in the President. Yes.
Extended committee comprising of steering committee and the Department of Social Development provincial coordinators. One of the functions of the Children's Bill Steering Committee is to oversee the finalization of the bill in terms of a uniform approach to policy, strategies, the costing of the bill, and the development of regulations. 5.2. Readiness of the department to implement the promulgated sections. The 42 sections of the Children's Act that were operationalized as of the 1st of July 2007 do not need regulations and do not have serious financial implications for the state. The new sections do not impose new obligations to the Department of Social Development, but special attention should be given to the children's rights and principles underpinning the Act. Children with disabilities and chronic illnesses, HIV testing and counseling, parental rights and responsibilities at the age of maturity. There are implications for other departments, for example, the ones for the Department of Health are provision of contraceptives, children's rights and principles underpinning the Act, children with disabilities and chronic illnesses, information on health care and HIV testing. The implications for the Department of Justice are access to courts, children with disabilities and chronic illnesses, children's rights and principles underpinning the Act, parental rights and responsibilities, and in brackets, family advocates and counselors.
on that bullet, it's supposed to say Department of Justice access to courts for children with disabilities and chronic illnesses. Not like the separate thing. It's one, because of any implication.
The last bullet.
The Department of Justice indicated that in some areas it does not have enough family counselors, such as social workers. 5.3, readiness of the department to implement the comprehensive act. The communication strategy is being planned with the steering committee and the communication directorate. The costing report was finalized in July 2006. The monitoring and evaluation system is being developed in the department. The National Treasury provided the department with funding to create the chief directorate, children, with three directors and a manager for the Children's Act.
Chief directorate
to the children.
I just want to request members who were in the trip as we go to also add if there's any from their notes sexual things that were discussed at that meeting that are not here that we add them as we go along. That will be highly appreciated, especially for those that were there.
5.4, implementation plan. Government departments are expected to develop plans on how to implement the act. The Department of Social Development plan will incorporate the national and all provincial plans. Departments have to indicate their plans pertaining to demand for services, versus existing services, priorities, rollout of services, rollout of personnel, including new personnel requirements. Page 5.5, strategy for retention and recruitment of social workers. The following are the objectives of the strategy: to provide a framework for the recruitment and retention of social workers as learners and professionals that will be committed to render services where they are most needed in the country, to reposition the social work profession to meet the challenges of the 21st century, to promote a positive image of social work as a career choice, to address the concerns and conditions of service that impact negatively on service provision. Recruitment of students is imperative. Education, training and development of social workers in practice. Student training, exchange program nationally and internationally. 5.6, challenges. Human resources, needs for a phased-in approach, communication strategy. 5.7, the following concerns were raised by the committee. The presentation did really elaborate on the departments that are on hearing.
Not here. And then you remove again.
No. Oh. It was saying the presentation did not elaborate on the departments that are on the steering committee. Bullet number 2, the synergy between community development workers and social workers. Page 7, the department does not really elaborate on the departments that are on the The Training and Publication Board should be involved because young children watch X-rated movies without the permission or knowledge of parents. The South African Broadcasting Corporation should be consulted. Bullet number 4. The committee is comprised of the people from urban areas. Why the people from rural areas are not included? The majority of people were not properly consulted. The last bullet, the implementation of grants differs from province to province, although Parliament passes one bill or legislation. 5.8, recommendations. On the basis of the above, the committee recommends that 1. It is critical for the department to convince the committee that they had done enough about the bill, even if the whole process could lead to the sunset clause. The Directorate on Children should speed its programs or responsibilities like SASA has done. Let number three, the Parliamentary Research Unit, together with the Law Commission, should come up with a comprehensive report of the background of the bill. The report should clarify all the processes that led to the bill. The department should provide the committee with a list of the steering committee members. Page 8, the department also submitted that the core group of the steering committee that always attends is the South African Police Services, Department of Justice, Department of Health, usually send someone and the local government does not attend at all. The South African Police Services indicated that because of lack of resources, it is not always easy for them to produce a document on people who had committed crimes against children. The steering committee comprises of the national department and only provides workshops at provincial level. Most provinces do not have directorates on children, but the department is putting pressure on them to have early childhood development as a priority. The Department of Education blocked the bill for a long time because of disagreements with a lot of issues, and there is still a conflict on what needs to be done. For example, the bill proposes that 12-year-old children should be allowed access to contraceptives, but the Department of Education does not want condoms to be available on school premises. The issue of refugee children is not accounted for in the bill. A comprehensive information about undocumented minor and refugee children should be compiled. Monitoring and evaluation. The department indicated that this is a challenge, but is putting a system in place to be ready when the bill is finalized. Point number 6, visit to the Abba House, an adoption agency. This is a faith-based organization that has a strong spiritual foundation. It provides adoption counseling balanced on the combination of adoption theory and biblical principles. They have strong partnerships with other Rotarians in the field, such as South African Cares for Life. The adoption program is as follows. 6.1, best parent care. Parents are an equally important part of any adoption program, but are usually rejected and excluded from the adoption process. The facility is of the view that the best mother should hold the authority to make the final decision. The Abba Adoptions head office counsels about 130 birth mothers per year, who indicate that they are adoption-minded. Birth mothers receive free housing at the South Africa Cares Birth Mother Home for the last trimester of their pregnancy, and also receive assistance with all medical care from themselves and their unborn children. The facility also gives spiritual and emotional care to birth mothers as they direct the adoption process. Birth mothers have input in the future placement and have the opportunity to meet the adoptive parents, and also the right to receive letters and photos for a certain period after the adoption has been finalized. Through the network partner, the facility has started a skills development and job creation program. They offer training in catering, bid work, banking, and the establishment of small business. All of these services are rendered free of charge. The facility does not receive any form of subsidy for these services. The only income is received from donations and the official adoption fee charged by the facility. The monthly cost of the running of the project is around 56,000. And this includes salaries, rent, medical care, electricity, transport, and food. 6.2, baby care. the facility has 17 halfway homes where not more than 6 children are legally placed with parents pending their permanent planning. The facility also focuses on individualized and family-like care in their baby homes. The vast majority of the babies admitted are either there because they have been abandoned or because they have been relinquished by their birth parents for adoption. 2.2.1, the following concerns were raised by the agency. Section 239G of the Child Care Act, Act 28 of 2005, stipulates that in future all adoption applications must be accompanied by a letter from the provincial head of social development recommending the adoption of the child. The agency is of the view that this requirement can lead to further serious delays in an already long and complicated adoption process. 6.3, national adoption. ABBA's belief is that it is the best interest of a child to be placed with a same race South African family within South Africa as an adoption placement of her choice. The majority of the children are black and therefore the focus is on finding more black adoptive families in South Africa. ABBA has seen in practice that the knowledge of the realities of adoption is very limited in most black families. Page 11. Because of this togetherness with other role players, they have started with an awareness and recruitment campaign.
That's odd. Because of this togetherness.
It's supposed to be in partnership. In partnership with other role players.
In partnership with other
hotels.
They have started with an awareness and recruitment campaign. They have undertaken various activities like hosting a national adoption conference, media campaigns, establishing cultural reality groups, focusing on transforming adoption practices and procedures, and have done extensive research regarding cultural realities and adoption. This has led to an increase in the number of black same-race adoptions in their program. The agency also has a comprehensive white same-race adoption program. 6.4, inter-country adoptions. Although legal inter-country adoptions have been taking place for more than 50 years across the world, it is a relatively new practice in South Africa. The Child Care Act, Act 74 of 1983, did not make provision for foreigners to legally adopt from South Africa. ABBA is the first social welfare organization to start with legal inter-country adoptions through a children's court in South Africa. The organization has a working agreement with a couple of contract partners in Europe and Scandinavia. 6.5, it was further provided that one carer cares for three babies and is assisted by volunteers. They have an agreement with Woolworths who provides free skills development. The primary aim of the agency is to reunite children with their family or community, and adoption is usually the last option. Some embassies are involved in the adoption process. Page 12. There are no individual arrangements on inter-country adoption. They work with other agencies. aftercare, intercountry adoption. The agencies do not ask for feedback because there are requirements that each country needs to comply with. Holland uses video interaction aftercare, and there is a central register for all the intercountry adoptions. The agency has no experience of the children wanting to go or come back to their country of origin. There are structures in place for feedback purposes. If something happens to a child, the state takes the responsibility. It is difficult for same-sex partners to adopt, although legally they should be allowed to adopt. 7. Visits to find a place of safety, the foster care agent. The facility is 4 years old and focuses on children in crisis, and it is a coordinating body to various welfare organizations, so it does not charge adoption fees. It provides abandoned, abused, sick and orphaned babies with spiritual, emotional and physical care. The facility does not do statutory work. 8. Tests. The facility does not have a policy on testing of children, but if the child arrives at the facility seriously ill, doctors do ask to test the child and the sender has to agree or give consent. Refugee children. There is no law on this and there are no future plans. A child that needs to have an operation. The facility has a relationship with private hospitals, but works more closely with Marapong Hospital.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Mary Fong spelled wrong. Isn't Mary Fong spelled M-E-R-A?
It's not
even
Marapong, it's
not
even Marapong. It's not even Marapong. It's supposed to be Marapong.
Second last, bless. The operation is usually done with affordable fees and free of charge. The facility is a private NGO and prefers to operate or stay like that. Page 13. Visit to Liamo Khetwe Safety Home. The home has been operating since 1994 in 4-net containers, but was only registered in 2004 and did not have any form of financial assistance and depended on donations. 8.1, the home faces challenges such as the relationship with the Department of Social Development is not healthy. The department reduced a number of children in the home from 32 to 23 without discussing the matter with the home. In 2006, the home was given a social worker to monitor its activities. The social worker mentioned that the home was not meeting the standards required, but never gave any suggestions on how the home could improve its standards. The social worker does not regularly visit the home. Discharge children. The home has to discharge children who are 18 years old. The problem is that the home does not have a place where these children should go because most of them are orphans. The home would like to accommodate these orphans, but the lack of funds and infrastructure is a problem. Programs. Children are involved in skills development like life skills, sports, beaded work and sewing, gardening and jewelry making. 8.2, recommendations by the committee.
Beadwork.
That's very good to hear.
8.8. Recommendations by the committee. The home should have been given suggestions on improvement of standards. The committee was concerned about cutting children's number that could be accommodated.
the that would have concerns about cutting children's number, that could be. I think that it should say the homework concerns about the reduction of the number of children. This is the committee. The committee is concerned about the reduction of the number of children that could be that should be accommodated. I think. Well, the committee.
More than
I remember what the discussion was about. When you reduce the number of children to 23 instead of 32, where should the other 10 go? That was what the discussion was about.
But the committee was not saying it's the center is not the level.
That's what I'm saying. The concern. You think here we are reporting about what the discussion then. So we're not justifying something that passed, but the committee was concerned. Yes. No, not recommendation. Yeah. So if it's a recommendation, we can't take it out because we did make it.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe my English is...
Fix it for us. Yes. Fix it for us, madam. Mr. Lee. Because I was saying it should say... the reduction of the number of children that are accommodated. So then it's just a cutting. Yeah. I don't understand what you guys are saying, because even if it's a recommendation, we are recommending. We registered in your say about the cutting of the number of children. So it can start there. Unless if I'm no longer I'm still sleeping. I hear the fact that it's a recommendation. And if you look at all of the other parts and the manner in which digress, the home should have been given suggestions on, right? Yes. Now, let's get that one as a recommendation. No, it's fine. It's covered further down, so we can take that one out. It's there's a repetition. There is one that reads like the committee will discuss the issue of cutting down the number of children with the Department of Social Development. So that one is deleted. Go on.
The community, especially the mayor, should be involved in the project. The committee suggested that the facility forward the correspondence of the interaction between the home and the department to the committee for further follow-up. The committee will discuss the issue of cutting down the number of children with the Department of Social Development. The department officials who were in attendance during the visit promised to help the center. Number 9, visit to bring off school for the visually impaired.
Did you say we can stop the dollar and ask something?
No. I said for corrections and additions only. No questions.
Visit to Bishop School for the visually impaired. The school is a multicultural dual medium, that is African and English school. The school caters for 320 blind and partially sighted learners from grade R to grade 12. And approximately 50% of the learners are from previously disadvantaged communities. Learners are drawn from all over the country, and hostel accommodation is provided for 180 learners who cannot travel to school on a daily basis. School transport is provided for learners who are not able to use public transport or cannot be dropped off at school by parents. The school also has a department dedicated to the needs of learners with multiple handicaps. There is also a special education section which focuses on practical skills that can contribute towards placement of learners in the economic sector. The school comprises of 48 educators and 45 non-educator staff. Learners follow the same curriculum as learners at mainstream schools in Gauteng and write the standard in a certificate examination. In teaching, the school has a 100% master's pass record for 10 consecutive years. The school has an active sports program, which includes swimming, athletics, soccer, judo, and gymnasium. Learners are given an opportunity to participate in the annual South African Championship for the physically disabled. Other extramural activities include art, different choirs and singing ensembles, ballroom dancing, step dancing, orchestras, and individual music lessons. Learners are encouraged to participate in the school's own learner council and the Junior City Council of Pretoria. Auxiliary services at the school include two educational psychologists, two occupational therapists, a nursing sister, a general medical clinic, and a low vision evaluation by an ophthalmologist and optometrist who do voluntary work in the eye clinic. 9.1, the school also highlighted the following. Arts, culture, and sport are very important at the school. The school has not experienced the problem of pregnancy among the learners. The school receives funding from the Nordic countries. 9.2, the challenges faced by the school are braille printing equipment is only available in the Western Cape. It is difficult to maintain the premises. The school is in need of donations to renovate the building, and the fire escape is very old and is crumbling, and there is no fire escape in the hostel, and this is a health hazard. The hostel accommodation is provided from grade 1 as the school does not have enough facilities for early childhood development. The government does not pay much attention to facilities like that one. Page 16, number 10, visit to the South African Congress for Early Childhood Development. 10.1, the organization provided the following information to the committee. The facility has been an active participant in the civil society input towards the Children's Amendment Bill since inception. Caregivers should know the stages of the children's development. There are provincial structures in each province. South African Congress for Early Childhood Development empowers the provinces and wants to expand to two regions. By 2010, the country should have about 33,000 teachers trained on early childhood development. And through ECD, each child should have equal access to education, or ECD standards should be registered. About 6,000 websites on ECD have been opened and are receiving subsidies. Each ECD facility should receive about 100,000 from the local government. South African Congress for Early Childhood Development is trying to ensure that all ECD facilities have a database for people who have committed crimes against children and discourages the employment of offenders. The organization works with private and community-based sites on backyard pressures. The organization receives subsidies from the Department of Social Development. South African Congress for Early Childhood Development has not done much for children with special needs. The Department of Social Development promised to conduct a research on which departments to provide infrastructure for ECD facilities. The local government should ensure the safety of these facilities.
Visit to Pretoria School, Pretoria Secondary School for children in need. 11.1, the school presented the following information.
Sorry, sorry, sorry. Can I take you back to page 16? About 6,000 websites on ECD have been opened for receiving subsidies.
I was just saying to the teachers to go in through the report. She would have to learn to write because some of these were questions and responses. But I don't think since like Honorable Jeanette was not there, she makes any sense of
what was it?
It doesn't. So the manner in which the actual report is written, because when we report about what is, there needs to show. Like with the ECD thing, it's very short. I mean, a number of concerns were raised by the committee, but you don't have that here. So, and then the sentences are too short. So you don't write a report in bullet form. Bullet form, you narrate. It's a discussion that is happening, so you narrate. So that somebody who was not there can be part of knowing what was the discussion and what. You don't have that information. They indicated that on the presentation, as from their members, there are 6,000 registered sites and the addresses and are there. No, they are there. It's 6,000. Because a lot of it's a reality. It's just that they are at different levels. But I don't want us to discuss the report now. Sean?
I think that the objective was that it was supposed to be 22,000, and that is the issue around underspending the provinces on ECD.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. The comment I was making that this report is not reflective of the discussions, because at the ECD side, I mean, we spent 3 hours, but when you look at this bullet, they don't give you a sense of a discussion that happened over 3 hours. But, you know,
okay, Chair, I accept the responsibility maybe of not being clear enough, but in terms of length, after I finished writing the report, you have to go to management. So the management commented that my report was too long. I get in too much detail. So I must just sit out the important things.
Let's go on. The Chair will have to deal with that. Management was not there. We were there, we know what we want, we can always put in our own report. So in future, I think we'll ask the chair to deal with some of these issues. So we know this, because now we were there, we are the ones reporting on a trip that was very hectic. We were visiting 3 different centers per day. So how will the report be short if you visit in 3?
Yeah.
you still remember that you want to complain about this management of telling me? It is because the committee has not got a representation in that management. So that management can do whatever they should do, whatever.
Behind the incentive, because I mean, we also describe drugs and crime and infestation, but it's really infestation is something you normally talk about with life or something, you know. Or maybe infestation or something?
Yeah.
I think you might have a correct name for the description of the school. And we still hanging around. If you go and see children in need of what are in need of care.
Pretoria Secondary School, that is supposed to be in brackets, that's like a motivation why we sold the school.
Okay.
It was about, so then the children in need, you are more that the school has a high number of refugee children. So that's what it means. Children in need is supposed to be in brackets. It's more like what when we were justifying why we chose the school. So that the children in need.
Yes, that brings us back to the concern that she would be okay in general. When you and I and all of us are made of all this COVID, how do people deal with the problem? Understand what this is all about?
Thanks, Ma.
So we really need to find each other. While using a
lady. That can be discussed at the end before we adopt the report. So let's keep that discussion involved at the end so that we decide to the committee what we say. So we have accepted the report.
Should be 65, so 65.
Because of the high crime rate, the school has partnered with the Barber Care Police Services to educate learners about the consequences of crime. The school has adopted the Don't Talk to Strangers policy to protect the learners. The school has foreign learners who come from various African countries like the Democratic Republic of Congo, Rwanda, etc. These learners came into school through their lessons, who had abandoned them in church, but to the central and south house. Most of them lived in tri-headed households without any source of income, and every morning the school provides porridge to learners. Some teachers adopt learners. Teenage pregnancy is growing despite efforts to inform and enlighten girls about the education of motherhood and self-school work. This always puts teachers under a lot of pressure because they found time and have to assist girls and they keep that on the school premises. 11.2. Further information was also provided to the committee. The school was started because of the influx of children from surrounding countries coming to the school center. There were many primary schools, but a shortage of secondary schools. The school really experienced cases of homophobia. The school uses English as a medium of communication. This poses a challenge to some learners who are fluent in French.
a book club has been formed for them to practice their language. They are allowed to use the dictionary during lessons. It is difficult to get teachers to approve the foreign languages. Some teachers provide lunch to learners.
The escalation on teenage pregnancy is influenced by the environment. The school has enrolled 676 learners, and there are 32 teachers for of 60 to 55, of which 60 to 55% are women. Teachers sympathize with girls who become pregnant, but they strongly feel that sometimes the sympathy is misplaced because girls are informed regularly about the disadvantages of teenage pregnancy. Number 12, visit to the Department of Education. 12.1, the department presented the following to the committee. Early childhood development is a joint responsibility for national and provincial level.
Just before you start that, can we break for 5 minutes? Because we just brought some hot tea so that we drink it while it's hot. Thank you.
The department is in the process of training more early childhood development trainers or teachers. The reputation is there. The department should implement an integrated approach. The Department of Social Learning should register facilities, and there should be all of those bullets.
Chair, this is the bottom one.
No, this is for correctional
services.
The first two are for education, and then the cleansing belongs to correctional services, and the drug smuggling belongs to correctional services, because here the further information that I remember that was given here was the discussion went around why is the money not coming, what were the reasons, and the bullets that are missing completely here on that discussion was one, that the one of the queries from the department was the issue of the executive committee functioning. Who was there? Yeah. There was a discussion that one of the reasons why the center did not get the money was that because we started asking questions why, and then the response was that the executive committee after the NPO Act and the NGO Act was not effective, so that bullet is missing, is supposed to be there. And one of the aspects was also about the youngest girl, because the other thing that this is a center specifically for waiting girls, not just for any girls, for girls that are working as prostitutes in the streets of Sunnyside. So it's very specific. And when you read everything about that, it doesn't tell you. They don't just take any homeless girl. Their focus is about girls waiting in the streets. So because the one bullet that is missing was the comparison of ages, what was the youngest girl that they took off the street, and where then they indicated that the youngest, because we wanted that comparison, the youngest girl was 7, so there needs to be a bullet there, that the youngest, the ages of girls, the youngest was 7 years old, who was waiting, so that bullet is not there. The other bullet that is supposed to be there is the payment. How to do, because we wanted to know whether the girls go to school and who covers the cost given all the challenges they raised. So that they and also girls who don't have documentation. What is it? Unaccompanied young girls. Who, there's a bullet about parents leaving children in flats alone when they can no longer pay, the mother picks up and then the girls, because those are the girls they focus on. That bullet is not there as well. Okay. Go on.
So, that's number 13. visit to the Department of Correctional Services. Second point one, the department presented the following to the committee. Mothers incarcerated with children. The old legislation prescribed that children over 2 years should be removed from the facility. This was changed 5 years, but after the issue became controversial, the 2 years was reinstituted. Most prison crashes. Most prison crashes are not child-friendly environments. Children are allowed to attend external crashes in centers where there are none. External organizations provide support to children whose mothers are incarcerated. The department intends to train incarcerated mothers to be ECD teachers.
Yes. Which department is the same?
Is it
correctional services is the same. Oh no, I think
I'm just training is by
the department intends because this was a presentation from correctional services, and I mean it is so summarized that I can't even recognize it myself.
But she is surely not correctional services training then.
No. I think it will be from the independent trainer that are giving support to.
Okay.
Yes, if my memory serves me well, that was what the discussion was about. The correctional services at the end of the day takes responsibility. So maybe that's what it means.
So they will take application to be for these mothers, on behalf of these mothers, to be ensured that are protected.
I think it follows that I think we should leave it as saying the department, because I'm trying to remember that the discussion follows all the rehabilitation which are going to be incorporated and follow the same processes that sentence the established education process of sentence offenders.
Okay.
Yes.
The department intends to rehabilitate incarcerated mothers by training them to be ECD teachers.
Yes.
Because otherwise, the department is doing it.
Say it again, madame. The department intends to rehabilitate incarcerated mothers by training them to be ECD teachers.
That was
what
the facilities are not child friendly. The department has not registered 50 defenders within the confines of the correctional center, and there is a lot of stigmatization of sex offenders. Release offenders usually return to prison, and this is a phenomenon that has not been addressed. There is a shortage of female prisons. There are only 8 centers nationally that accommodate about 4,000 female inmates. For second, there is a long waiting list and court process.
Oh, sorry. The bullet on for second belongs to the 20 place of safety. That one. Including the one on the partial care one belongs to what is that place in Victoria Mall? Chintela, whatever. The first bullet, partial care facilities are not carry safe. So that one belongs to Chintela. Chintela is a partial care facility. So, when we come to Chintela, it's only Chintela is a partial care facility. It's a place of safety that belongs to government.
So the shortage, these facilities are not helping. Well, the discussions are getting there.
Yes, sir. Second last, personnel needs to be trained to deal with children and centers. There is a shortage of rehabilitation program. Can you point to is the New York prison, Victoria Local Correctional Center. Follow information is provided to the community by the head of the prison. The normal capacity of the youth section is 2,160, but the section is overpopulated and currently has 4,300 youth offenders. The section receives approximately 40 to 80 offenders a day. There is not much entertainment for the youth. There are offenders who have been awaiting trial for 10 years, but average waiting period is 1 year. Quite offenders are a minority. Section 2. There is a problem of infrastructure. For example, the kitchen is small and there is no hospital in the premises, only a small clinic. Most offenders are from 15 years old. Restoration justice encourages children in conflict with the law to be sent to sexual facilities where rehabilitation programs are implemented. Those who are older than 5 years are mostly convicted of rape, murder, and shoplifting. Women's section, there are 8 offenders, 7 have babies, and there is a psychologist. Number 14, visit to tell a place of safety, the juvenile center. 14.1, the center presented the following to the committee. The center was established in 1960, but was situated in Vienna, Pretoria. But in 1979, relocated to Florona, Victoria North. The institution was predominantly white, but from 1992, children of all races were admitted. The center combined with 3 sections, that is a boys, girls, and junior section. It accommodates 90 boys and girls who are in need of care from birth to 18 years of age, and this includes youth in conflict with the law. The legal process is followed during admission. The program that is run in the center caters for physical, emotional, psychological, social, and medical needs. Children are prepared for reintegration in the community. The following therapeutic programs are also provided: individual and group work, physical and emotional care, medical care, occupational therapy, HIV, AIDS and substance abuse awareness, crime prevention, life skills, sexuality, sports and culture, and religious activities.
Thank you. Could you pick up 1, 2, 3, 4, on the first bullet, a legal process is followed. It's not it.
Page 23, 4.2, the center was proud to highlight successes as follows. There have been demographic changes in the center. The center admits children of all races. The center has a good relationship with other schools. Here's a multidisciplinary team which is complemented by volunteers from the University of Pretoria. Psychology students from the University of Pretoria assist in the, at the center. 4.3, challenges faced by the center, children with psychiatric problems, social workers living in the center, placement of children to industrial schools, and vandalism. Number 15,
gives it to the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development. 15.1, the Department presented to the committee as follows. This bill is more comprehensive. The integration that is targeted in households and children. Is that? Yeah. The interventions, for example, high-headed households are aligned with other processes. Therefore, the personnel is needed and needs to be changed. Children programs...
We have moved that bullet, not... It's hard for attention.
Children programs and legislation do not reflect a rights-based approach and are not holistic. The previous legislation and the shelter system were actually torn. The department is moving towards restorative justice, compassion and kinship. The current system allows for integration and child participation. There is a close working relationship between Master of the Court, Legal Justice and the NGO. The department is more focused on protection and care of children in conflict with the law. Many courts are being revamped to allow this access for people with disabilities. The intention of the department is to keep children out of prison. The following concerns were raised. There should be more interaction between the department and the Department of Social Development. There is a formal process on annual account of funds, but the department does not focus on social issues of the child. There is a need for child-friendly courts. Court orders and reports are usually incomplete and that causes delays in many processes, for example, for tax applications. Pre-trial and pre-sentencing assessments of children are not happening. Offenders with less than 1,000 bail can be released on warning. There is a need for regulations on inter-country adoptions and regular reports on adoption fees. 15.3, the department also submitted that it is not ready to implement the children's bill and it still needs to establish structures to meet the requirements of the bill. 15.4, the following children facilities have been renamed as child and youth care centers. Sexual care centers, a responsibility of the Department of Social Development. One-stop centers, a responsibility of the Department of Justice. Page 25, number 15, visit to the City of France. 15.1, City of France presented to the committee.
I just wanted to also just say to you, colleagues, I mean, one of the fundamental discussions that took place was with magistrates and the whole discussion around, what is this, by the way, help me, guardianship. Mm-hmm. It's not reflected anywhere here. And the matter of the court. I mean, there was a whole discussion around the matter of the court as a separate discussion from the department. So, now, there is nothing. I mean, we had the matter of the court indicating the readiness of the aligning of the age of maturity and how that impacts on them, you know, on the Canadian fund. There is nothing to that effect. How are they processing and dealing with the delays of appointing guardians for children whose parents did not appoint, and how does that have an effect because it's done by the High Court? And we're discussing with the magistrates and the family advocate who indicated the agency and importance of lowering the guardianship from the High Court to the magistrate court, and the magistrates themselves saying they are ready to take on that responsibility because some of the issues they are dealing with at the children's court are even better than appointing children. And I mean, these are things that we want in the report so that we can take the discussion forward. Because these are some of the discussions where the Department of Justice were saying, no, they can't lower the guardianship, the guardian from magistrate court. And the magistrates are saying, look, it's something we are ready to do. And it will bring the cost tremendously down, but we don't have anywhere
reference to the discussions we had with the family advocate or with the master of the court, and the realities and the backlog and the lack of trained staff to meet to release the funds from the Guardian Fund. Because these are things that the reason we're reporting, we need to be able to go back and follow up. But
this is the speech of Kwale.
Speech of Kwale presented to the committee as follows. The strategic team of the municipality is making Kwale a child-friendly city, driven by the Office of the Rights of the Child in the Presidency. A national plan of action for children was established. A workshop defining national, provincial, and local plans of action for children was conducted. On the same vein, the Gauteng plan of action on children was established. This is a vehicle through which all Gauteng-based local governments are to undertake. This is a vehicle through which all Gauteng-based local governments are to align their respective policies and programs to make their municipalities child-friendly cities. 16.2 challenges. Information access. The absence of comprehensive, updated directory of services to children. Institutional mechanisms. Lack of dedicated structure for children at municipal level. That is children's death to mainstream childhood development. Financial and resource prioritization. A need for integrated budgeting and allocation to benefit children equitably. 16.3. Information was also presented by the municipality as follows. It acknowledged and promised to investigate the issues of the Yamukhet birth safety home in Africville. They had visited.
The meeting is supposed to be concerned raised by the committee. I mean, they know nothing about the Amokhet, they had this month.
So my going to say information was also presented by the municipality as follows.
And you look at what the bullets are saying. This is what the committee was telling the municipality. Coming out of the visit, so they're having to change.
For this bullet?
No, for the whole. Because this is a discussion. We told them about the challenges in Lamukhet and infrastructure. And so this is information of also presented. So it can be information presented by the municipality when it just comes from the community.
What should they do?
Challenges raised by the committee or concerns raised by the committee or recommendations raised by the committee? I don't know.
What about response to recommendation? Response to concerns raised by the committee.
Yeah, that sounds better.
They had visited Swan Home of Hope last year and did a skills audit of the center. The property department found out that there is a lot that needs to be done in the building's center's renovation phases. They promised to meet with the board and arrange that the home be registered. ECD program support is given to community-based or backyard creches to assist them operate correctly. 8 creches received 100,000 each. 10 ECDs are managed by the city of Spa. 16.4. Issues with the children's health. Many issues expressed in the presentation show that the municipality is not up to date with the legislation. Dr. Mabelwe agreed to arrange a briefing to the Council of the Bill. 16.5.
3.5, challenges facing the municipality. The municipality should use progressive strategies to expand capacity. It should collaborate with national and provincial tiers and share expertise, responsibilities and budgets. It will be very important to have community involvement in projects and programs. There is community confusion with social workers from provincial and local governments as far as services and projects are concerned. South African South African Local Government Association and the National Department of Social Development should work together to encourage common programs. Page 27, there should be an advocate to the communities to dispense information, and municipalities should be involved in provinces' implementation plans. There should be an advocacy program, or there should be advocacy on the advocacy advice. Number 17, visit to the city of Johannesburg. 17.1, the municipality provided the following information. The council has prioritized targeted households. If food parcels have been dropped, the council do a follow-up by making house calls to monitor the situation. Vulnerable children, all disabled children have access to sports and recreation and libraries. The accessibility of libraries has been finalized by the council. The accessibility of libraries has not been finalized by the council. The accessibility of libraries has not been finalized by the council, but I had in command that. Fire or burn survivors, children are taken to camp. There are 4 holiday camps per year. Children are given cakes and presents on their birthday. Registration for ECDs is a problem. Migrant health desk. The council works in partnership with most NGOs. The council and South African Police Services are involved in shopping centers. The council has targets for people moving out of the recipient of grants.
Can I just ask what that means? The last sentence, the council has targets for people. Do we mean that we're aiming at a certain number of people?
Thank you. fall under the jurisdiction of the constitution?
No.
You also choose under changing the
can I correct? Yeah, because I was one of the founding members of the church then, and I'm still involved in it. So it's one of the orphanages I went to.
That's why I came.
What is my reason?
No, you see. Because then, if you check page 14, where the department is announcing this, they are going to assist. I just want to find out how far you go.
Well, with your permission, Chief, I don't want us to discuss. We have a report for that we must adopt. So I don't want us to interrogate the report in terms of progress, which is what you are asking. I want us to talk to the actual people. And then at some stage we will then get updates. Now we've not adopted the report. So if we give feedback, we deviate from the discussion of the actual report. So as a committee, I'm going to ask us to talk to the actual report before us, not to the follow-up that went to be made or the recommendation of committee. If that is okay, if we can talk to the actual report and what happened when to during the visit, that will help all of us. Then we adopt the report, and then we would then be able to go back, pull out all the recommendations we've made, get the follow-ups, and make certain follow-ups from whatever as a part of the committee program to say how do we go back and follow up some of the recommendations and what you are asking. At the moment, we're supposed to adopt the report with late additions. We've raised concerns around the areas that are not in the report. We've gotten a response. The management decided that the report is too long or whatever. So now I want us to talk to the actual report and what are we doing with the report. Are we adopting the report, subject to the changes, are we sending the report back with the additions that we want to make? If we can just stick to that. Yes,
Chapter 37. The paragraph, the last sentence, where it says the implementation of grants differ from project to project. What I want to find out is that the grants are regulated. So how do they change to by provinces?
What is
the
name
of the grant? Just on top of recommendation.
No, I got the point. I'm just trying to find where this was under what was this?
I wasn't there, but we're perhaps talking about the disbursement or something.
The implementation is not the same.
My question is I think it was about the disbursement that SASSA has not taken control, and then there are different agencies disbursing grants at different provinces. Because I have to go back into my memory and remember that morning.
And one of the discussions that was raised by the Honorable from the IFP, Kotana, was why is it that other pay points are more effective and efficient, and that they are able to meet the set uptake of the of their like how tenures even exceeded the number the set target, whereas the Eastern Cape is not even meeting, it's not even halfway to the target. That is what the discussion, and this was the Honorable Skosana's question. And I think the response was that the province is cheaper, maybe in the disbursement of the clients and the agencies that does it. Because that was what the only discussion I remember about grants was the question from the Honorable Skosana. So what are we doing with this report, colleagues?
I propose that we adopt the report with the amendment and addition.
There is a proposal on the table. What are we saying to the proposal?
Okay.
Yes.
Before we do that, I'd just like to raise a concern. Particularly, as you know, I wasn't there for most of it, but the fact that the report is being so severely edited to some degree doesn't make sense. So are we actually being going to pass a report that doesn't reflect on the issues that were raised during the visit, or that doesn't actually show the breadth or the depth of the kind of visits that the committee undertook? I mean, I wasn't there, so I can't recount, but I was concerned about your comments and the fact that the committee said that this report is severely shortened. And I think maybe we should decide, do we want this kind of report presented, or do we want to go into more depth so people can actually understand what is being said here?
I think the secretary wants to say something.
The report that was adopted on the substance abuse members did raise this, and they edited the report, they gave the input that they want to see on the report. Then I had to redo those and came back with the report to the meeting.
Yeah. There was a proposal that the report be adopted with the threat changes, and then there is also on the table the suggestion from the Honorable Sapo of us taking a decision whether we add in that what we need added, or are we just adopting the report and as is without its reflection on the actual visit. So, and the secretary is proposing that we make the addition and that he goes fix it and then we adopt it at our next meeting. Is that the feeling of the house? Okay, so
that is the status of the report. That means then that as members who've got, I think I've made my input as we get along. That means that the secretary must go back to a long report and find those discussions of the master of the court, the discussions of the family advocate, the discussions with the magistrate, and put it in there. And then he needs to go also and move those bullets around, place them at the right places. Is there any other member that wants to add something who was at the trip, whether it was for that day, that is missing something? Okay, that takes care of the report. The report shall then be presented at the next meeting. Our next item is the committee program. And
dealing with the committee program, I want us to do one thing first, at least if we can take a decision on that. To deal with the subcommittee, the sub items. The first one I want to place is the visit, the discussion of the overseas study tour. There is a suggestion, there is documents that have been presented. The committee has passed the Children's Act, the Gogos Act, the Elder Persons Act. I love my Gogo sisters. And the many other welfare services and stuff like that. And the committee undertook a visit when we were dealing with SASA, if we remember, to Australia to look at the Centrelink and how we could bring back that. There's another opportunity, so I would like the committee to take a decision, because that would then assist us to be able to make sure that the required documentation is prepared by the committee section and that it's plotted in. There is a document that was circulated this morning. Before I even get to that document, as part of the preparatory work, what we did was to try and say, what are the areas that we are focusing on? That substance abuse, welfare services, children, and the elderly and disabled people. And we looked at which countries can we learn something from, a little bit either of all of those, or which countries could we start focusing, and what are the new areas in our operation of work. And one of the critical areas is the inter-country adoption, because we ratified the Hague Convention. It's a new phenomenon in South Africa, and it's one area that we could learn from. So those are just my ideas from the chair that I'm throwing to the committee. And then we also have the issue of early childhood development, which is also something that we've just, and it's a priority also in government, and given the different vastness of our country and the lack of equality, I mean, from rural to very urban to urban, you know, the disparities, how can we assist the department, both education and social, to rolling out, and how do we inform also the strategy, the early childhood development strategy, learning from other countries in a similar situation as ours. So I think I have done, so we were trying to say, and then there is also the substance abuse. So now as a committee, we need now to say which area do we focus on first, and the countries that give us what we need to learn. And on that note, I want to open the floor. Yes, I'll let me first get all the hands that are up. It's the Honorable Mukongi. Okay, start with this last one. The Honorable Mukongi, you've got different.
No, I just wanted to ask the person, when we're giving input, there's a word that you chose to use. I'm just interested why you chose to use that word. You said it, lack of equality, that inequality. Why you chose that word?
Oh, why I chose lack of equality. I wanted to say inequality, but my English went to one holiday. But practically, I was saying that there isn't parity in our ECD system. I mean, other people, other children are under a tree, when others are cramped in one backyard, garage, others. So that those huge, and then others are in a very big fancy building. That's what I meant. So I wanted the right way at that moment. I couldn't get it. The Honorable Jackie.
Thanks. This proposal around looking at visiting countries where inter-country adoption takes place sounds very important to me, because obviously with our orphan issue and the way it's going to escalate, I think we need to understand these issues for ourselves, because I know there's a lot of reservations that we may be closing doors that shouldn't be, and vice versa. So I think the sooner we understand these issues clearly, the better. Thanks.
Sure.
Yeah, but I just wanted to add that due to the constraints of the budget and all those things, I think we had four options, but I think it was said that two would be chosen eventually.
Okay, is the committee in agreement that our first oversight over our first study for international oversight visit should look at inter-country adoption? So we are all in agreement. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, so one bridge crossed. So we are all in agreement that our first study tour visit will be, we will be focusing on inter-country adoption. With the courtesy and the request from the committee, Dr. Mabisa prepared some guidelines, and I will take the honor of quickly reading it for Louis' purposes. But jumping around to since 2000, when the Sanctuary Act 1983 was found to be unconstitutional in terms of prohibiting South Africans from conducting inter-country adoption, 11 countries, most receiving countries, which have signed and accepted the Hague Convention on Protection of Children and Corporations in respect of inter-country adoption, have been waiting with South Africa, which is mainly a sending country. Ne? Waiting agreements are in place between some of the recognized child protection organizations and private social workers in South Africa and accredited adoption agencies in those countries. The countries are listed as follows. Now, this is like a statistics of South African children in those countries, because this is in relation to South Africa being a sending country. We've got the Netherlands, 324 children, Germany with 231, Sweden with 356, Denmark with 194, Norway with 47, Finland with 134, Austria with 50, Belgium with 70, Canada with 30, Luxembourg with 42. And then in terms of our relationship with India, we are a receiving country. So that is the only country where we receive children. And then just to move to number three, the recommendations the department is making is that the department therefore supports an oversight visit to countries that have adopted South African children. Any of the above mentioned countries could be visited. So they put them in order of the number, Sweden coming first, Denmark, Finland, Norway, and then Netherlands. And then the reason for the recommendations is that three of the countries, mainly Sweden, Denmark, and Netherlands, have the highest number of children adopted from South Africa. All these countries are members of the Euro-Adopt, which is an association responsible for inter-country adoption practice in those countries. The inter-country adoption system in these countries is well established and professionally conducted, as they have many years of experience in child protection and international adoption. The central authority responsible for inter-country adoption consists of multi-professional teams, and they have credible adoption organizations which are accredited to facilitate adoption with and from other foreign countries. The Department of Social Development visited these countries with exception of the Netherlands on 3rd June 2007 to 16 June 2007. The following South African organizations and foreign organizations have a working relationship with these countries. The foreign organization is Adoption Center in Sweden, and they are working with other adoptions in South Africa. AC International Child Support in Denmark, and they are working with Impilo Home for Orphans and Abandoned Children. And then Den Adopt in Denmark is working with other adoptions. In Intrapedia, Finland is working with other adoptions. City of Helsinki local authority in Finland is working with Johannesburg Child Welfare Society, and then Wellbeing Karenden, which is in Netherlands, is working with other ABBA adoptions.
And then she's making recommendations that if we do take her consideration, the oversight visit could include the following: meet with the central authority in various countries to evaluate their management and monitoring system, visit organizations that are accredited to work with their counterparts in South Africa to investigate their background and policies, evaluate the existing working agreements between the contract organizations, explore the adoption system regarding screening, preparation and approval of applicants, explore the composition and functioning of the central authority in these countries, investigate the existing aftercare and support programs, meet with the South African embassies in each country to assess their role in the inter-country adoption, meet with families that have adopted South African children in order to assess how children are adjusting to their new countries. And yeah, that is what we have on the table. Would the committee like to have a discussion, recommend a country, so that and see whether they endorse some of the, or whether they'd like to add, so that we give the committee section, because the process to visit the country is a lengthy one, so that they can start.
Thank you, Chair. Could I just ask the questions, please, for clarity? Would it be possible, for example, to go to Sweden and the Netherlands, or do you have to only go to one country? And then secondly, could we not combine one of our other areas of concern, if possible, with one of these? I mean, for example, how does the Netherlands handle substance abuse, or is that not the purpose? You want to only stick to one thing in one country?
I see no harm in that, but it depends on how thorough and how packed we want it, because we know we're going to allow us 1 week. So we are the ones to make that decision,
yeah,
as a committee. So that those are examples, ideas, or what is the response? Oh, well, I'll take the first one. I think it would help that we visit Netherlands because the department can go there.
Yeah.
Because with the other countries, we can still get the report from the department. I don't know, and Netherlands have 344 South African children. So that we there's a complement of resources.
I think ideally we should visit Sweden and the Netherlands to get the comparison of the two if we could. Because Sweden, Denmark, Finland are likely to operate in a similar manner, but perhaps between these two we would be able to get a better picture. And then we'll also be able to assess the department's feedback on the others by having been to at least one of them and then get our own perspective. Thank
you. Luxembourg. I know you and me didn't do geography.
Yeah? I've been there several times because the company that my husband imports from stays there. So I know exactly. It's very small. It's an independent country. It's not the Eastern Bloc. It's between France, Germany, and Belgium. It's quite tiny. Tiny is quite the single city.
The most developed country in the world.
It's because it's very small, it's the world developed. Okay, there is a suggestion, colleagues, let's come back. There is a suggestion that we do two countries. Denmark is on the other side of town, which is on the other side of America, somewhere, Durberg and Iberga. Very, very far.
Next to
Sweden. Denmark next to Sweden?
Denmark, Norway, Finland.
Oh, I know Norway is next to It's practically the same country.
Yeah.
They are all Scandinavian countries.
Yeah.
All of them, eh?
Yeah.
Except Denmark. Is Denmark also part of the Scandinavian?
Yeah.
Okay, so that shouldn't be difficult. So are we all in agreement when it's in two countries? Which is for me sounds very interesting.
Sweden and Netherlands.
Sweden and the Netherlands. I think so too. I think there is an over attention to Sweden. Can't we give Denmark? Because can we do Norway or Finland or Denmark and give Sweden a break? I agree.
Well, Denmark is the next in numbers, so perhaps that's the logical one to go to Sweden.
No, but yes, that's what we are saying. So does the committee approve Denmark and the Netherlands?
Yeah.
Okay, decision taken. That means the committee will do Denmark, and the reasons why we are going to Denmark is part of also verifying for ourselves the reports from the department. And then Netherlands is a complete new business with all of these recommendations. Any other decisions that we need to make? No? So the motivation shall include those. Suggestions?
Am I correct?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So that will inform our request for the visit, and we will therefore know the date that is proposed. If we all have our parliamentary program, the days as we are proposing them today, and the committee will say yes or no, is in May. What was it? 6 to 9, which is the committee period. Is the committee in at 6 to 9 of May?
That sounds very short.
You'll travel before.
Come back all tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do. So are we all happy with 6 to 9 because that's the committee week and we are all going to Denmark and Netherlands? That shall then be pasted. Should I say, get me that?
Yeah, no, we're assuming obviously we will travel before the 6 and come back after the 9.
Definitely,
yeah.
The 6 and 9 is our waiting day. 6, 7, 8, 9 is our waiting day. Ezola, it's not traveling day. It's waiting day. So that means we are in the country from the 6th, we leave the country after the 9th. So the 9th is a full working day and the 6th is a full working day. So,
if it's all possible in terms of the program, I'm sure we can look at substance abuse there. So the Netherlands are quite sure that a substance abuse provider.
What we will then do is, looking at the recommendations, secretary, this is what the committee is saying, the brief that goes to Foreign Affairs or to the department is also should say what other areas that of our work that we could look at while we are there. So I'm not going to say substance abuse. What do you think? If they've got the best program for older persons still in our area, or if they've got the best program for
ECD
and stuff like that. So within the areas of our work, an inquiry could be made whether when in Denmark and Netherlands could we also look at some of the programs. Is that
while I think it would be awesome, I am concerned about it, because if we're talking about two countries, we're talking about 2 days in each, and if we really want to interrogate this, we would be talking to completely different people. And I know at times when we've been on trips where you try and stretch yourself all over the place and it really doesn't work. So I'm thinking I would be inclined for us to focus on this and get this done properly.
That's fine, Maria. I withdraw my previous suggestion. Previous suggestion withdrawn. That was going to be my request as well, because if you look at, if we are adopting what Dr. Mabeja is saying, I mean, we have to meet.
Yeah.
And then see the families meet with civil society, meet with the central authority, So it's quite a lot of meetings. And I mean, in Netherlands, do they speak English? Yeah, but English is not their first language. So that is a problem. So that is therefore amazing. Oh, it's hot. If they are awesome, so it's not December, so we're not going to get cold. No.
That's great.
It is, I don't know the four seasons of the year. For me, winter and summer, that's all. I'm not worried about autumn and spring because I don't understand.
Take it easy.
So take it, that means take it easy, my not a cold. That's hot. Okay. People, it should be summer. It's awesome. I think that's all of us. I don't know any of those reasons. I'm not worrying about them. Winter and summer, that's all I worry about. So it means take a jersey. We'll get all of those from foreign affairs as and when we do get. And the resolution from the committee. Last year we were subjected to four people watching our wedding. The whole committee goes. Yeah, so the whole committee goes, and yes, ma. That comes without saying, that concludes that. That is fine, and we go back. The study tour to the Netherlands. Well, Ma, principal do rule. Ma will stay if they cut off. You went to Australia. That's why this is the discussion. I don't want to go.
No.
We stay in the room.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that means we are on our way to Denmark and Netherlands on the 6th of May to the 9th of May. That concludes one sub-item. The next sub-item is the strategic planning workshop. The date is the 2nd to the 4th of April, somewhere outside Cape Town. I just want to make sure, because that one is not a long discussion, except to say, to inform members that the committee shall have a strategic planning workshop. So if we could set aside the 2nd to the 4th of April, within our constituent period, a special application hour brief shall be made, and therefore all costs be carried by the committee section. And members, if they could just sacrifice those three. Any questions?
Okay.
Sounds good. I like people. Yes. For the good of the poor people. That concludes for the strategic planning shall happen to a venue to be confirmed. The dates are confirmed for 2nd to 4th April. A briefing document shall be circulated before then that will inform members on what are the issues to be raised so that we can all be very prepared to plan our own. That will also be informed by the strategic plan of the department which is taking place from the 25th to the 27th. The committee program is our next item. Do we all have the draft committee program? Madam Secretary? Oh, I have my name. I thought it was the color of
the
color.
No,
it's
color of
the meeting. Yes, I have sacrificed. I was supposed to be in a meeting at 12.
That's the last item.
But it started at
12. No, you are. That is the last item anyway. Everybody has a copy of the draft program and please look at it so that you can make further inputs and we will improve on it after our strategic training workshop.
We all have copies. 23103, 10 o'clock, which is the meeting we are having right now. And then on the 30th of the 1st, we'll have members training, so that's not And then the next meeting of the committee will be the 13th, and we would then all look into the deliberations of the State of the Nation address and what does it say to us. And then the 13th of February. After this one, the next meeting is the 13th of February. The Honorable Dali? It's starting next week, ma.
On what day?
Monday, Tuesday. From the 30th. From the 30th of January. Yes, the Honorable
Jackie. Just wondering, the deliberations and the impact of the State of the Nation address.
That
might have
gone away.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. With the deliberations on the State of the Nation address, would we have someone coming to present some kind of draft or something? I'm just thinking, would the department give input in terms of what they see that we need to them before we discuss what it means to us, or are we going to link it to somebody giving some presentation? So that's a very good
idea. You know, one of our institutes. Yeah.
That is a very good suggestion, that we get somebody to analyze the State of the Nation address for us. That request can be, because usually the research unit does that.
Okay.
So that means you are going to, in the minute and the president says amen, you are going to read through and pull out social development aspects for us. And at that meeting on the meeting, you are going to have circulated the document for us, and then we will have read it, and then we will then engage with the document and pull out what is important for us. That is a great, thank you very much, exactly for that. And then the next meeting is the budget. So I assume we'll follow the same. This is after the Minister of Finance. No, it's before, actually. It's before. Briefing on the budget vote by the Department of Social Development happens on the same day that the Minister presents the budget. So we can't have that particular item on that day, because the afternoon the minister will be presenting the budget.
But it's not the department first.
It's the same.
So
let us help each other, because we do need that Wednesday. We have a lot of work to do. Yes.
Why don't we swap that briefing with the one on the regulations on the older person and children's books on the 12th and the 3rd?
Definitely that can be done. So thank you very much, Ms. Campbell, because we do want older people to begin to get services. So we will swap those two items. I do. I work with Gogo Geta. That is why I don't know much. I wanted to close the discussion, but okay, people, that's it. So we are going to swap the two discussions for the meeting. And then the next one is the deliberation. Then it will then, the next one on the 27th, we assume that the department will do the briefing on their budget vote. But we will also request the same, that the research unit would have prepared a brief document, so that we are empowered to engage the department. So that would also happen when Trevor says amen, Yolisa would be ready to look at what she said, and then we then get empowered, and then we listen to what the department is saying. And then, no ma, on the 27th. On the 20th, we do the regulations of the older person. On the 27th, we do the budget vote. And then SAS, and then from there SASA moves down, and the NDA, and then deliberation on the outcomes of the budget vote hearing. There is a proposal which I need to place before the committee. The chair has requested me to place before the committee the following in terms of approaches of the budget hearing. Because most of the budget, most of the welfare services and the services that the committee is dealing with are presented at the provincial level. And whether the committee would be in a position that instead of us doing this hearings and two people come and they have their say, that we rather have joint sittings with the legislature members and the provincial department to then look at the budget. That means us in March going to come. I have placed the notion before the committee and I need a response.
No, as long as it's not
in Mpumalanga. It's all nine provinces. It's all nine provinces. Yeah. And then it's two groups.
It's in one
province. Just one concern obviously is that if it impacts on other committees that we've got through the week, it can exclude us, which will be a bit difficult, but otherwise I don't have any problem.
Okay, the principle is adopted, yes, Ms. Sampa?
I think it's a good idea,
yes. The principle is accepted by the committee and the discussions can start. So the next program that we must receive, Zola, must reflect the provincial visits and the dates so that other members who serve in other committees have a clear, so that when members confirm their availability, they are clear that they are able to go to which provinces and not to which and when. Yes, the Honorable is not
quiet,
can we have one meeting?
Just to ensure that the traditional ones still take place.
Yes.
So it should also reflect on the program that the traditional session that we normally have here in Parliament, one day from the hearing, will still take place.
Thank you very much. So that program, that program, the result was to indicate the dates and when we will be in which province and when will the actual national budget public hearing be held, and that would then take care of our program up to the last term. And then the first term of the year, the last term of the financial year. So that then means that we will then finalize the rest of the committee committee program informed by our strategic agreement at the strategic workshop. Any other nothing that takes care of this. That takes care of today's meeting. This meeting is adjourned.